From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Carter Barrett with this news. Southeast Saners will have a shot at the large run of hatchery chums for 6 hours today. The opening is at Almaga Harbor, about 20 miles northwest of downtown Juneau. The salmon started out in Douglas Island Pink and Chum, a private nonprofit hatchery known as DIPAC. Eric Prestigard is its executive director.
We've been doing quite well in recent times, and the returns have been strong. So we don't need as many of the fish to come back to the cost recovery area as we used to. So we're opening up the Malga special harvest area to the same fleet.
About 45 boats were on site by Wednesday afternoon. Prestigard says there could be as many as 75. He expects them to catch between 1 million and 2 million pounds during the opening. Cost recovery harvests, which pay for the hatchery operations, have brought in up to 2.2 million pounds since June 28th. Those will resume after the commercial opening. The Amalga fishery includes ocean waters from the Eagle River to the Shrine of St. Therese. Some of the action is visible from shore. Authorities say a plane crash that killed two people last December in Alaska is now believed to have been a suicide. KYUKAM reported Wednesday that Mark and Cecilia Matter were in their red plane when it crashed into Marvel Dome, a mountain near the family's mine. The National Transportation and Safety Board states it could not find any mechanical issues with the Matter's plane. A report by the board concludes that Mark Matter might have crashed the plane intentionally. The Matter's children had previously said Cecilia Matter had cancer and didn't have long to live. The Matter's children declined requests for further comment. Alaska's marijuana industry has brought in more than $1 million in tax revenue since the commercial sales began in October. The Juneau Empire reports that June 30th was the due date for Alaska cannabis growers to pay taxes collected in May. The state's May revenue was $272,600, which is the highest of any month since October, and pushed the overall tax revenue to $1.2 million. The Department of Revenue predicted earlier this year that the state would collect $2 million in the fiscal year that ended July 1st. The revenue will miss that mark, but sales are on the verge of increasing. Kelly Meze of the department's tax division says outdoor growing operations have not yet made their first harvest. She says when that happens, the state's tax revenue might soar. A black bear collapsed the tent of a camper in a municipal park in Anchorage, but a 50-year-old woman inside was not injured. Christine Chaup stayed inside her sleeping bag and told police she played dead to prevent the bear from mauling her. In a quick look at the weather, rest of today is mostly sunny with highs around 70 degrees, southwest winds to 10 miles per hour. Tonight should be mostly cloudy, lows around 50, northwest winds to 10 miles per hour. That's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Carter Barrett.